Tom Woods Show, episode 1975.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey everybody, the amazing libertarian family that runs Cheeky Maiden Soap crafts affordable, all-natural bar soaps, aluminum-free deodorants, hair care, laundry soaps, household cleaners, and more. Non-toxic ingredients throughout all their products, and you will love the enormous variety of all the different soaps that can do all different things for you. For a limited time, take 25% off your order with code WOODS at CheekyMaidenSoap.com. Hey folks, Tom Woods here. I am joined today by Chet Peters, who runs Fake Mask USA. You should check them out at fakemaskusa2.com. That's fakemaskusa with the number 2.com. And they sell masks that you can actually breathe through. Now, they're not probably in compliance with the whatever, whatever, but we all know the whatever, whatever makes no sense, doesn't do anybody any good. We all know these masks don't do anything. That should be obvious. Again, I've said multiple times on the show that initially, before I really saw the situation clearly, I thought that temporary mask wearing might be our way out of this. And then when I saw the charts that show no obvious difference, if masks were this effective, you should see it on the charts. And I know there are a lot of things going on in society other than mask wearing that can account for the charts. But time and again, again and again and again and again, they introduce masks and just nothing. And you can't tell the difference between places that have them and places that don't. And then when they occasionally do some clumsy study trying to compare to such places, they have these weird beginning and cutoff points. And then you look at the whole chart and you realize the only reason they chose those points was that that was the only portion of the graph where their thesis held. It's just ridiculous. It's been a fiasco. It's maybe the biggest, most embarrassing public health failure that I can think of. So Chet is giving us a way around this. And you may say, I'll never wear a mask. And I totally respect those people. But for the time being, if I have a family emergency all the way across the country, I'm not getting in my car and driving. That's just not happened. By the time I get there, old Aunt Gertrude has already died. I'm not doing that. I'm getting on a plane. And to get on a plane, I'm going to wear one of Chet's masks, which I have indeed done, by the way, with success. So, Chet Peters. Oh, and by the way, before I bring Chet on, part of the reason for this is just I want to talk about what it's like having a product that every big tech company absolutely despises. How's he been doing? So, Chet, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
I'm glad to have you. We got to talk about your product, which I've ordered twice now and spread around to people. I can't believe you're doing it, but it's great. Let's get into the background of this, though. When did you get started? And I assume this is the product of your own frustration about the situation in the world. So how did that come about?
The breathable mesh mask, the fake mask, really, it started as a joke. I mean, we were sitting around a table at a company gathering, and we've been in the business of selling things on the internet now for several years. And so when we came up with the idea for this mask, it was just a day later that we had fakemaskusa.com, which is now fakemaskusa2.com, up and running with professionally taken photographs. We were logged into all of our shipping software, and we were 0 to 60 in less than 24 hours, going full speed selling these masks.
Wow. Okay. So this then just took off like crazy. Am I right? Did it take off like crazy?
It was a slow start, you know.
But eventually something, what do you think was it that, because right now it seems like you guys are everywhere. Did you get any big endorsements from anybody, or was word of mouth the key to it?
No, it was all viral marketing. So we found out really quickly that it was going to be an uphill battle paying for advertising. You know, like Facebook canceled us. We can't do Google ads. For a while, it was kind of a cat and mouse game where they would shut our advertisements off, but we would log in from a different account and be able to actually pay for advertising. But what really put us on the map was we had a viral TikTok channel where we were just talking about these ridiculous fake masks. And we amassed something like 100,000 followers. Our TikTok handle was Fake Mask USA. That's since been canceled, of course. Right. But have you seen the videos of our airplanes flying?
No, I haven't. Tell me about them.
Well, once we got a decent following on TikTok, we got sick of the cancel culture, and we're the victims now more than anybody. We've been canceled from Facebook, PayPal, Google Ads, things that you've never even heard of, like our web host Enom canceled us. Shopify won't let us put a store up. And it's just left and right cancellation. So we got sick of it and we just decided to own it. And what we did was we contacted a local airplane banner company. This guy's got 5 or 6 airplanes that you can basically pick and choose what you want to put on the airplane banners. And we just went to town flying over every major gathering in Columbus, Ohio and Cleveland, Ohio that we could think of with the most controversial statements that we could come to mind.
You want to give me an example?
One of the most successful ones was, you know, the governor's a trash ball. The mayor's a trash ball. We really embraced the cancel culture thing and we started flying over the Indians games. Chief Wahoo is not a racist. Chief Wahoo's not racist, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're really just trying to gain chatter over the internet. We're just attempting to take what would in the past has been a local campaign, a local marketing campaign, you know, like a car dealership might fly an airplane. But if we put the crazy enough sayings on airplanes, people are going to have to take pictures of it. And so now people are posting our pictures of our website all over the internet. And it just generated enough traffic that we now have an organic following. We get 10,000 visitors per day to our website. And that's, we can't pay for advertising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you built that up because you know what you're doing, even though you're up against, what, everybody? I mean, in terms of all the big powerhouse names?
Some terrifying opposition, yeah.
Should we talk about PayPal?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about PayPal.
Because talk about terrifying opposition. You know, they're holding your money.
So as of 3 days ago, they surrendered all $90,000 back to us.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if it was the attorneys that we got involved or if it was just the national press that we were able to get through law enforcement today, but enough people were angry that I'm assuming these big tech companies, they fold to the masses. And so really our game was just to get enough people angry and share a story with enough people that they would reach out to them and say, hey, look, you know, why are you holding $90,000 of this veteran-owned company's money?
Did they give you an explanation? Did they say you're violating our terms of service, something like that?
So, yeah, and that right there is the buzzword, Tom. You have been in violation of our terms of agreement, which you can see here, 64 pages long.
Yeah, right, because I'm sure you studied that deeply before you took any action, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the running joke. But yeah, I mean, and what's interesting is they say you're in violation. That's all we can tell you. There's no phone number. Please don't respond to this email. And in 180 days, we may keep all of your money for quote unquote damages.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I mean, maybe there's something in the 64 pages saying we don't do payment processing for people who are doing things that endanger public health or something like that. And of course, by this time, after all these months, how can we not know that masks are pointless? You know, I mean, one of my friends put it, this really is an IQ test at this point. You know, if you're still walking around with one of these things on, especially one of these pointless cloth masks, you have failed. You failed the test. So maybe it's something like that. And they're going to claim, what else could it be?
Yeah, I think that's probably what they were leaning towards. The CDC did put out, now they've changed their guidelines, I think, just to address us specifically, to say that you have to have a tightly woven yet breathable mask is the CDC guidelines now. But prior to that, I mean, it was just a cloth covering over your nose and mouth. And we were like, okay, fine.
That's we'll play what this your little is.
Game.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We'd play your little game. And we did, and people, you know, not only is it a useful product, but it's also very funny, which I think is why it's so successful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing that kind of, nobody's paying attention, one thing that sort of gives it away is if you're a guy like me with a beard, some of the beard whiskers are going to come right through that thing. So that is one issue.
Yeah, but, I'm a bearded man myself. No
okay,
doubt.
So you see what you know what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you, I've used it. I used it because I was flying from Florida to Las Vegas. And you know, the way the air circulation is on a plane anyway, like even if these things did work, they really are pointless on an airplane. You just don't need them. You know, even if the propaganda worked. And that's almost entirely across the country. You want me to sit there? No, not doing it. Not doing it. Then we got there. We were flying to Reno. And the next day, there was a Megadeth concert. And within the past month, the governor had reintroduced the statewide mask mandate. So we actually were expected to go into this venue and wear a mask during this. So I thought, all right, you
for Megadeth?
Yeah. Well, hang on. Wait. It has a happy ending. So hang on. Okay. Yeah. I mean, first of all, to see, by the way, how many metal acts who are supposed to be these tough guys and wherever, they turn out to be total lame-o pushovers when it comes to stuff like this. But anyway, so every single solitary soul walks into this building with a mask on. And, the outskirts of the actual auditorium part have the merchandise and the food and the beverage and all that, and everybody's wearing a mask. Then you open the doors to go into the seated part and the standing room where the stage is. And I am not saying this just to make people feel good. It wasn't even 5% of people still had the thing on. It was gone. It was off. So that was great. It got me into the venue, and I thought I might be stuck wearing the stupid thing all night. So then later in the week, we went to see Morrissey, who's made, the only thing he said about this whole crisis was he calls it, instead of COVID, he calls it CONVID, which is a pretty good start, I think. So this was in Vegas at Caesar's Palace thing, and everybody's already wearing the mask because you can't get into the casino without it. So then they walk in to the venue. Now, the venue is attached to the casino where they were just wearing the mask a minute ago. And even in that situation, I would say 2/3 of them took the mask off and enjoyed the show. So it's like people in their heart of hearts kind of know that it's BS, but they also know that they're expected to think that it's really important. You know what I mean?
I agree. And I think that a lot of it is virtue signaling.
Oh,
I think people are wearing masks that don't necessarily, they know that it's not necessarily an effective measure, but as long as they look like they're doing their part, I don't think they understand the amount of damage that they're doing, but just being compliant to the people that tell you to be compliant. It's scary times.
Yeah, that's the thing. And once in a while, you see people who are sort of complying, even when there's no requirement. They have the mask on. These are the people I don't understand at all. In a place where there's no requirement, they have a mask on, but it's below their nose. So they're kind of complying, but you know the same people telling you to wear the mask will say, put it over your nose. So I don't know what these people are doing. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. They're not doing what we want, but they're not doing what the other side wants. They're just, I don't know. Maybe they just don't listen to anybody. I don't know what the point of that is. So
it's insanity.
Yeah, it totally is. I don't want hard numbers, but just tell me, would you say that if all you had was the fake mask over the past year, would you have been able to make a living at that alone?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we've sold 500,000 of them now.
That's insane. Do you make any international sales?
Yeah, we do. So we've got a Canadian wholesaler who I'll have to send you the link to. I'm looking for a wholesaler in Australia because, I mean, you know, I was just listening to your most recent podcast about the prison state of Australia.
Yeah.
Man, those people can use fake masks like no other. I mean, it's this product not only helps you breathe right, but it's the ultimate form of peaceful protest, I think. You know, you can breathe without actually being confrontational, which we've seen all over the news, right? That's why they stopped serving alcohol on the airplanes, Delta Airlines, because people are sick of it and they're starting to get actually violent over these masks, right?
Hey folks, time for me to improve your lives yet again with, this time, the official soap of the Tom Woods Show. That's right, Cheeky Maiden Soap. Old Woods here uses it himself. If you were to break into my house, which I urge you not to do, and you were to go into the master bathroom, what would you see in the soap dish? A bar of Cheeky Maiden Soap. I've got about 15 varieties of their soaps. Cheeky Maiden Soap makes affordable, all-natural bar soaps, but also aluminum-free deodorants, hair care, laundry soaps, household cleaners, and a lot more. It's owned by a libertarian family, and they truly are artists when it comes to soap because they can perfectly blend a few oils to get just the right lather, cleansing, and scent. They can also craft custom soaps for your business, promotion, or event. None of your competitors have soap with their logo on it. Cheeky Maiden formulated all their products to be non-toxic, even down to the laundry soap and household cleaners they make. And remember, for a limited time, when you visit CheekyMaidenSoap.com, use coupon code, guess what, WOODS, you get 25% off. That's coupon code WOODS at cheekymaidensoap.com. By the way, this is maybe a sort of intrusive question, but what were you up to before the fake mask project?
My brother and I are former reconnaissance Marines, and we started engraving in 2017 military insignia onto high-end metal products that we're manufacturing. I myself have a mechanical engineering degree from Ohio State University, and we started a job shop, essentially. You know, we were manufacturing things like shafts and bracketry and just selling them to big businesses, and we realized it was a lot more fun to engrave military insignia onto, at the time, what was fidget spinners. That was our first, like, debut product. And we sold thousands and thousands of fidget spinners. That's how we learned how to sell things on the internet, right?
Ah, so you were ready. That's why you were ready for this situation.
Yeah. You know, I would say we're ready. We weren't ready for the amount of attention that it got, especially the death threats. But that's how we've been making a living for the last 5 years, which is, you know, kind of terrifying because we've been banned now from advertising on the internet. So,
Essentially, our
livelihood over the last 5 years has been advertising on the internet. Luckily, we've got enough organic traffic right now because we did so well branding, you know, millspin.com and fakemaskusa.com, which is now obviously fakemaskusa2. But essentially, we got on the Marine Corps. We started studying engineering at Ohio State University. We bought some CNC mills on a credit card, and then we just taught ourselves how to use them. Ever since then, it's been an exponential growth for both of our companies.
Well, maybe the first thing you did answers this question, but when you came up with the idea for the mask that you make, obviously you don't, with your own physical hands, make these masks. So where do you go to get the prototype or to explain what you want? How does that even work? I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, we were lucky enough to have our machine shop set up next to a medical supply company.
And okay.
If you think about, do you recall the mask shortage when everybody actually did think that masks worked?
Yes.
In 2020, there was an N95 shortage, and that's where all the cloth masks came from. People, even, you know, mom and pop shops with a sewing machine started sewing their own masks, right? So these medical supply companies were making masks out of essentially t-shirt material. They had all of the fixtures set up. They had all of the workforce already. And when the demand for masks fell off, because people realized they weren't really very effective, but the mandates were still in place where people were still being forced to wear them, all we did was walk into this medical supply company and say, look, we want you to keep making masks for us. We just want you to make one little change. And we gave them some mesh material. I still have the first prototype. It's hilarious. You know, it hangs on our wall. That was mask number one of what is now more than 500,000.
It's surprising to me maybe that a medical supply company wouldn't get wise to what this was all about and say, we're just not making these anymore. Is there any fear of that?
What do you mean, to making our...
Yeah, they would say, look, we can't be part of this mask scam that you're trying to pull here.
I don't think we're not at risk for that.
Okay.
Gigantic wads of cash seem to win people over.
I know it. Tell people, why is the website now fakemaskusa2.com? What happened?
Well, we fell victim to the Twitter mob, you know, and that's a constant thing, you know. So our first storefront was on Shopify, which is a e-commerce platform. And we made enough noise with our publicity stunts, with the airplanes, with, you know, just the screenshots of us being snarky to the reporters that are after us. We made enough noise that all of a sudden we're in the public eye, and they reach out to whatever platform they can to get us canceled. That's how PayPal canceled us. That's why Shopify. That's why Facebook. That's why Google Ads. I mean, what happens is they rally up on Twitter, and you can see it happening in real time. You know, I search Fake Mask USA on Twitter every single day to see where I need to start backing up my resources to, you know, where do I need to have a backup plan. And enough people targeted our web host, which I had never even heard of, but Enom was who essentially was our web host that we bought the original URL from. And one day we just started getting emails. This was not long ago. This was just 3 or 4 days ago. We started getting emails that, hey, your website's down, your website's down. Mm. Looked into it, reached out, you know, and it's the same thing. We've violated our terms and agreements.
So we didn't even give you the courtesy of a notice that we were doing this.
Right. No, not even.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know. You know, and it's not just me and my brother anymore, right? I mean, we've got payroll. Like, I'm feeding people, you know? Like, I have actual laborers that are helping us build this company and get this product out there, not to mention my Millspin employees that are, you know, skilled tradesmen, machinists, painters, actual skilled people that I have to keep feeding. And at the same time, I'm trying to put fires out on the back end by keeping our websites up and running. It's getting exhausting.
So you found, let's not say who it is, but you found another company that you feel more confident in? Because I definitely know one that will keep you on no matter what the mob says.
I think that we should talk then. So yeah, you know, it's just a matter of time. I think, I don't know what the next target is going to be, but yes, we do have a web host now, obviously, because FakeMaskUSA2.com is working, and we're actually in the process of getting FakeMaskUSA back and running the original URL. It just takes 5 to 7 days to do that kind of a transfer.
Okay.
But yeah, I would love to hear more, Tom. If
off the air, I'll give you the contact. And it's somebody who runs a company like that and who told me, if you ever know anybody who gets canceled or whatever, I can hook them up and make sure they're back online. So Oh, it's just, I love having friends like this, Chet. Yeah. I don't know what else to tell you. I just love this lifestyle of being a podcast host. I meet all kinds of great people. So that's a lot of fun. So by the way, on the show notes page for today, which is tomwoods.com/1979, I'll put both links up. And then once the original one is restored, I'll just take the second one down or whatever. But just try both. I mean, fakemaskusa.com. If that doesn't work, put a number two after USA. I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to ask you about. But it's amazing to me that you've been able to make a living basically thumbing your nose at all this.
I think that it's easier for me than you could ever imagine. I mean, it is just so easy for me to tell big tech and these leftist reporters to essentially, am I allowed to cuss on here?
Yeah, what the heck? Worst we can do is bleep it, right? Yeah,
it's incredibly easy for me to tell those people to go f*** themselves.
Yeah.
And the more often that I do it, I take a screenshot, I post it here, I post it there, I post it on the Instagram, and people love it. You know, it's the more noise I can make, the more sales we get. And it's just this never ending cycle of, it's almost like the leftist mob has been the best thing that's ever happened to Fake Mask USA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in fact, you then, I love your tactics. You took the fact that PayPal was screwing you guys and you turned that into a campaign for your product, you know, for us to buy more masks and this and that. And then saying that despite what they're doing to me, I'm going to continue making the masks and I'm going to continue shipping them out, whatever. And when I saw that, that's when we decided, why don't I get this guy on the show? It was that specific thing that you did that.
Yeah, we made all of that $90,000 back that very day.
And then haven't you, this is another thing that I do. You temporarily had some kind of a discount code, but it was like a funny discount code. Am I remembering that right?
Oh, all of our discount codes are funny.
Okay, yeah, that's what they should be. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's such a joke. The amount of times we've been canceled, it's almost, you know, we can't win. Like, we can't find a steady platform, but at the same time, we can't lose because people are very, very entertained by the cat and mouse game that we've had to play. Yeah. So, yes, our discount codes are a joke. Our masks are a joke. Our website is a joke. Every single thing that these people are trying to turn into some sort of serious violation of morality or something, that's what they keep coming at us with. Every single one of them is such a joke that we've just found a way to make more money off of it.
Yeah, that is what the expression that we use is monetize your haters. And I remember seeing Jordan Peterson on Joe Rogan saying, I have figured out how to monetize the social justice warriors. And I'm thinking, that is just so brilliant. I had a situation once, I was on Twitter, and some musician with like a million followers went after me because I have, you know, I don't have the usual predictable conventional opinions on everything. And he kind of felt like because he had gone after me, I better just shut up and understand I'm not allowed to say blah, 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 blah. Instead, what I did was I took his name and I made that my coupon code for my own product. And I said, for the next 2 hours, in honor of this person, I'm going to give you guys 50% off my signature product. And I made thousands and thousands of dollars in that 2 hours. And I went on a vacation with my whole family with the money. You know, so I mean, that they hate that.
Music to my ears. I'm proud. Yeah, I'm proud to hear that. And for anybody listening, I mean, it's that I think that is our strategy moving forward. I mean, as libertarians, as people that just want to live and let live, I think that monetizing our haters, it's the ultimate capitalist play.
Yeah, yeah, and heaven knows we have enough of them. They might as well do something for us.
Yeah, there's more of them than there are us.
Yeah, it's right, it's right. But as I say, I can give a full endorsement of your product. That I'll just say that your masks have the Tom Woods seal of approval. Let's just say, I don't know what that means, but it's like the good housekeeping seal. All right,
We're going to put that on the website.
Okay, please do. Because I've used them. I own them. In fact, I'm going to be flying to Boston.
It's the only way to fly.
Yeah, in about a week and a half. I have every intention of wearing it, going to a concert up there, every intention of wearing it. So it works great. It's comfortable. And I know I have some people in the audience, I'll never wear a mask and I'll never comply. And if I wore a fake mask, I'd be giving in to the man. And all right.
If you have a private jet, mentality. Yeah,
exactly. But some of us do need to get around the country. You know, we do. And I'm not driving to Washington State. Not that I would ever at this point want to set foot in Washington State, but I'm not driving to Idaho. That's just absolutely not happening. I'll either not go or I'll go wearing one of your masks. Because to me, I actually like the fact that I'm sitting there absolutely defying these people in my own secret way. So anyway, Chet, I appreciate your time. FakeMaskUSA.com or FakeMaskUSA with the number 2 after it.com is where to go to stock up on these, because heaven knows how long we're going to need them. So thank you for your service, Chet Peters.
Thank you, Tom. I very much appreciate you having us on.
All right, folks, before we go, let me just tell you that I don't want to mention the person's name because the name does not matter. But the other day, I saw on Twitter the person who runs the social media account of the Texas Libertarian Party say that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is more libertarian than Thomas Massie. Now, when I've tried to tell people that there are libertarians out there who say that AOC is, in fact, the most libertarian member of Congress, you think I'm joking. No libertarian could be that thick, right? No one. But they are, and here's an example of one. So I think I'm going to comment on that a little bit tomorrow. I have some folks in the Texas LP who don't care for old Woods here. That's a shame, because 9 years ago I addressed their convention, and that's where Lee Wrights said I should run for president with him as the VP, and Lee was beloved by everybody. So I don't know what's happened in there, what I've done in the previous 9 years, other than win awards and release podcast episodes that's made me persona non grata. But anyway, I am going to talk about this because that's ridiculous. Could you imagine thinking that? The architect of the Green New Deal. Destroying industrial society is a small thing we can overlook because she's good on immigration. I mean, that's an obsessive right there. That is somebody who obsesses over things. So we'll have some fun talking about AOC and stuff tomorrow. So make sure you subscribe to the Tom Woods Show. I am on a 7-day ban on YouTube because Thomas Massie and I said that natural immunity is stronger than the immunity you get from the vaccines. And that's pretty easy to defend these days. We have all the data in the world, but you're not allowed to say that. It's unbelievable. I'm not allowed to say that. So those of you who listen on podcast apps are getting first dibs on these episodes. So thank you for helping me spread the word about the Tom Woods Show when, during times like this, my voice has been throttled. You know, tell your friends, tell people you think would be sympathetic, even people you think would be unsympathetic. You'd be surprised how many people convert to sanity after listening to the Tom Woods Show. So I appreciate all you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit TomWoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.